I just want to say to every, encourage every Rock Under Fire listener out there who loves rock and roll, not just the music, but the history, the mythology, the whole fucking trip. A writer who puts as much energy and wit and attitude into his work as some of the best rock and roll itself. Get a copy of Robert Duncan's Loudmouth. Now, you can pre-order this now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's out.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Amazon, a whole bunch of places.
Aside from Loudmouth, where can people go to find out about you or any other projects or anything that you have going on?
I have a website. My writing website is DuncanWrites.com. Like writes, like, you know, writes words.
W-R, yeah.
W-R-I-T-E-S, DuncanWrites.com. And, you know, I have a blog that I've been doing the last few years about this little town we live in and outside San Francisco. And I got all the Loudmouth stuff is on there now. And links to all the buying, you know, the buying links and pre-ordering links.
Yeah, I'm
going to
put those links up myself on our site, on our page.
Yeah.
But
well, they're all there. And they're also at the publisher, threeroomspress.com. And that's spelled out. Threeroomspress.com has got, if you look Loudmouth in there, they got all the links too.
I checked out the playlist that they asked you to make for your company, your book. That was really cool. It's a great idea. But before we wrap up, I owe you a personal story.
Yes, please.
So it's 1978, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm in the suburbs of Ford, New Jersey, as you know we talked about before we hit record.
Yeah.
But I'm 8 years old, and I'm obsessed with Kiss.
Yeah.
And maybe you've heard this story many times from many different people, but this is my version. I get bad report cards. I get in trouble at school and this and that, you know, and everything is blamed on Kiss. Everything bad in the world is Kiss's fault, man.
So it gets
to the point where my mom is like, that's enough with the Kiss. You're obsessed with this fucking Kiss. No more Kiss, you know? So we walk into a drug fair. You know, the drug fairs in New Jersey, the time you walk in and you smell, you know, you smell the lawn fertilizer and rubber beach balls and just that combination of smells that can only be associated with a drug fair. But, you know, she's walking toward the back of the drug fair to go to the pharmacy, and I kind of wander off into the magazine section where I used to look at the circus, look for circus and just see what pictures of Kiss I could find.
Yeah.
Because I didn't read the articles at the time, you know, it was more of a picture. Cut the pictures out, tape them to my wall, and there I see four big, beaming, reddish, pinkish letters, KISS, man, glaring at me, man. Come hither, man. You know? And there was one copy left, man. So I grabbed that fucking thing. I was like, oh my God, man.
The book was for sale in drug fairs. It was an actual book.
Yeah. It was an actual fucking book about Kiss, man. I can't believe what the fuck I'm holding. So the backstory of this is my friend Tom, I turned him on to Kiss, man. I discovered him, like, you know, I was six, all right?
Yeah,
so here I'm 2 years later. Now, I had one album. I had Rock and Roll Over. He went very quickly, got all six of their records at the time, up to Love Gun or Alive 2, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So this is a summer of 78, so I suppose Double Platinum was their recent album. But anyway, so I'm like, I have to have this fucking book. I got to show Tommy I got this book, man. Like, I got something that he doesn't have, you know? I'm begging my mother for it, man. She's like, no, no more Kiss, no more Kiss. So I bring it up to her. It's the only one. It's the only fucking book. It's the only Kiss book in Ford's, you know? That's it. You know, they're not going to reorder any of it. This is the last one in existence, you know, to an eight-year-old, man.
Wow.
So I show it to her. She's like, no. So she looks at the book. She goes, my mother's like, Robert Duncan. Oh, okay. So...
Well, so, what does that mean?
So my aunt is there, right?
Right.
She's like, my aunt there. And she's like, actually, it was my mother's aunt. And we get in the car, and she's in the car, and she used to watch me. And she was like 80 or something. I don't know, maybe she was 70, whatever.
Yeah.
But she was old.
She was probably 40, and she just seemed old to you.
Maybe, man, maybe. You know, but I show her the book, and she's like, oh, Robert Duncan. So I'm like 8 years old. I didn't think anything of it, you know. But now that I look back on it, 40-something years later, I'm like, did they actually know who Robert Duncan was, man? Or like, did they think he was Roger Grimsby or something? Or what were they thinking, man? But anyway,
wow.
So they drive me to my friend's house because I'm going swimming with them in the pool. And, you know, I bring my book. So they drop me off. I go into the house. I'm showing my friend's mom the book. She's like, oh, my God, wait till Tommy sees that. You know, and I go out on the deck, and I'm waving my book. Tommy, look what I got. And his little brother, Christopher, 4 years old, with the swimmies, you know, those inflatable swimmies that he got on his arms.
Yeah, sure.
And he jumps out of the water, and he's running up. I can still see him dripping wet. Grabs the fucking book out of my hand, man. I mean, you got to understand, man. I was the king of the world, man, you know.
Yeah.
I had the biggest dick in Ford's that day, man. You know, I had the fucking only Kiss book in existence in my hand, man. And he took that book and he swung it in the fucking swimming pool. Yeah, man. So I ran home crying, man. But I got my book back. The rest of the story goes is that, you know, we drive the book out, and I went through life with this very crumpled Kiss book by Robert Duncan.
Wow.
Many years later, man, I found that book, and I threw some weights down on it, some steel or, you know, those cast iron weights down on it, and then I forgot about it again, and then years later, I found it again, and then the book was all flat, and I couldn't open it because it was a static cling. It was like, you know, the book, the pages were all stuck together now.
Oh, man.
So, and then finally, a couple years later, the book just like literally split down the middle. So now I hold it together with one of those potato chip clips that you close the bags with.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, all these years later, I got the same book, man. I should send you a picture.
That's fun. Yeah, dude. That's really fun.
And the whole incident is in the memoir disguised as a novel that I did that's coming out next year. So you're in my book.
Oh, shit. That's
you
great.
Know, I wrote this years ago, but anyway, so that's my story.